Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we will remember Mikhail Gorbachev, who perished today, died today at the age of 91. He will not be remembered because he lost the Cold War or ended the Cold War, but he will be remembered because he was the Soviet guy in charge when Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. The question before the country right now is, given the similarities, and they're striking similarities, between what Reagan faced when he came into power as President of the United States and the situation we have right now, with the United States apparently exhausted from forever wars. We had the forever war of Vietnam that was hanging over the country still in 1980 when Reagan came in. So how did President Reagan actually win that Cold War? There is a very provocative, I think extraordinarily significant piece by Roger Zackheim, who has been part of the foreign policy leadership of this country for a long time. He is director of the Reagan Institute in Washington. He served as a deputy staff director of the House Armed Services Committee from 2009 to 2013, and he was deputy assistant secretary of defense in 2008 and 2009. Mr. Zackheim, congratulations on your piece, and thank you for joining us on this historic day.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. In terms of your emphasis on your profoundly important piece in the Wall Street Journal, Restore Reagan's Military Margin of Safety, the margin of safety doesn't involve military action. It involves military resources. Explain why that is so important.
That's exactly right. Ronald Reagan's answer to you, actually for years prior to him becoming the Republican nominee and then, of course, President of the United States, that military strength was the best deterrent. It was this notion of peace through strength, and that nobody ever went to war with a country that was stronger than they were. So Reagan's view, which he executed in office during peacetime, you had the Cold War, of course, but it was not a kinetic fight, certainly during the Reagan years, is that President Reagan came in and did a military buildup to ensure that we could win that war, that conflict, without ever getting into what we think of as a hot war. And so that was the significant contribution that I was focusing on. And we look at it now as almost a matter of course, but when he was running for president in 1980, this was anything but inevitable.
And in terms of the military strength, a lot of people today have the doubt that we can maintain our influence in Europe and in the Middle East at the same time that we are deterring China and Russia with restored and built-up military strength that can deal with Asia and Central Asia. What do you say to those people who say the United States would be taking on too much by focusing now on another military buildup?
Well, it's an important concern, but I definitely depart from what I view as a declinist outlook. People view themselves as realists, where they would just simply say it cannot be done. Reagan famously said it can be done. We've done it for some time. It requires investment, but it's not preordained that we can't continue to do what we've done for a generation now, which is provide that strength and that deterrent from all adversaries, whether they are in the Middle East, Europe, or Asia, not because we want to go into a war, but it's the best way to avoid a war, not because we want to see another situation like we saw in Afghanistan or Iraq, but because we know when the United States isn't leading in the security realm, that vacuum is filled by adversaries. And the notion that somehow we can just go ahead and leave the Middle East to Iran, or focused on the Indo-Pacific and China, and leave Europe to Russia, that is only going to lead to greater security instability and ultimately conflict. So this is something that you can do, and it's what I emphasize in the piece. It requires resources, but equally important, and this is what President Reagan emphasized during his campaign in 1980, it requires resolve. And we've been in a mindset across presidents of both parties where their attitude is, listen, we can't, we're in forever wars, we can only do so much, and so we just have to retreat from it. And the posture we need is one where it is what invests in strength, allies and partners get stronger through it, and it's one that ultimately reduces the chances of conflict, as I've argued.
In terms of the spending that would be necessary for this kind of development, a lot of it would be going into developing new means of technology, would it not? And also replenishing the U.S. Navy, that I understand is particularly threatened by Chinese expansion of their Navy. What should the first and primary focus be in terms of any military buildup?
Well, you're spot on that point. We both need to take care of the today, where the U.S. Navy, for example, growing the number of ships in the Navy is critical to deter any misbehavior by the Chinese in the Indo-Pacific. But we also need to make investments for tomorrow, because the nature of warfare, as you're alluding to, has changed dramatically in the future, and not too distant future. I mean, this could be a decade or two decades away. Most of the platforms we think of that the military uses in the context of armed conflict will be unmanned, will be driven by software with artificial intelligence technologies and machine learning technologies. We need to invest in that as well. The reality is the challenge posed by Russia and China today is something that we need to be prepared to deter right now with conventional capabilities. Ships, for example, that you pointed to are critical. And we need to make investments for this new era in military platforms that will look, in many respects, radically different than what we think of today. If we have to choose between the two, our freedom and our prosperity will be at risk. Many people, including those in the Biden administration, would say, hell, let's take the risk today in order so we're ready to address the risk of tomorrow. Or some conservatives would say, hey, let's double down on the challenges of today, let's say vis-a-vis Taiwan, and absorb some risk for tomorrow. That is not a choice I think we should make.
In other words, we have to move incessantly right now because the threats are immediate. I understand that Iran has been developing drones that they are now providing to the Russians to fight the Ukrainians. And reports are that drones don't work so well. We can do better than that, don't you think?
Well, I mean, Iran has used these drones. Those reports in terms of supporting the Russian campaign may have not been effective, but they have been effective in places like Yemen, or attacking inside the United Arab Emirates, or within the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So there is this axis between Iran, Russia, and China where, let's be clear, they're working against our interests, and we ought to be working against theirs. Now, the drone technology, this autonomous technology, is something we should be winning. Definitely better than Iran, definitely better than Russia. China is certainly competing with us in terms of artificial intelligence. So we need to be competing on both fronts today in terms of conventional military that we would normally think of, and the technologies tomorrow. But what Russia-Ukraine has revealed, Russia's aggression and unjust war against Ukraine, is that some of these technologies are finding their way in the battlefield today, particularly with a Ukraine that's not going to have the tanks and the bigger platforms that the U.S. has. They're going to rely on some of these drones and newer technologies, and we can help them.
Roger Zackheim, his piece, Restore Reagan's Military Margin of Safety, is must reading for anybody who wants to be informed about U.S. security going forward. We have a link to it posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back for election security coming up on the MedVed Show.
now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a brief headline about a struggle, a dispute, an argument that just shows how difficult things are in America right now, where people are willing to go to war over sometimes the silliest concerns. Headline, Texas requires In God We Trust signs in schools. Okay? A man wants some in Arabic. Okay? The difficulty about putting up a sign in Arabic is that one of the points that conservatives make, and by the way, this includes a great many conservative Hispanics, and in fact, when they measure by polling Hispanic support for bilingual education, it's not there. People who come to this country, who may come to this country speaking Spanish, want people to speak English, because obviously it's part of being part of the United States and taking full part in our culture and our elections. I have long wondered, with all of the people trying to guarantee election security and the fact that there shouldn't be any voting fraud or misrepresentation, the idea that ballots are available in, 60 languages right now in this country. The idea of speaking English is an important unifying factor in the United States. And for people who are looking for fragmentation and polarization and atomization and basically the country breaking apart, the idea of working on other languages other than English, and I say this, my mom didn't speak English before she came to the United States at age 9. And my grandparents, one of my grandparents had studied English in Germany and knew it before he got here. But look, my other grandparents, they all learned eventually to make their way in English and became U.S. citizens. And that, it seems to me, the idea that if you're going to have In God We Trust, the fact is that Muslims insist that they worship the same God, and the one God, the master of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they would add also the God of Muhammad. So I'm not sure what the Arabic signs really add. On other issues, looking forward to midterm elections. Rick Scott has had a very rocky time as head of the National Senate Campaign Committee. He is leading the Republican fight to win control of the U.S. Senate, which would require that Republicans defend a lot of sites where Republican incumbents are under assault, particularly in Wisconsin, where Ron Johnson has a very tough race against Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor of the state, who is running to replace him in the U.S. Senate. But with all of that going on, Rick Scott came on Fox News and defended the quality of some of the more questionable candidates, people like Herschel Walker and Masters in Arizona, J.D. Vance in Ohio, who was having an unexpectedly tough race, and of course Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, who's also having a tough race. Here is Rick Scott, the head of the senatorial campaign for the Republicans, speaking on Fox News.
We've got great candidates. Look at the background of these people. I mean, these are wonderful individuals that believe in this country, and they believe in the right things. We are going to win, but we've got to raise our money. When we raise our money, we're going to win.
Okay, one of the campaigns that was focused on today by a number of sources, both the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, was the campaign in Colorado, where Joe O'Day, who is a construction businessman and fourth-generation Coloradan, is running against Senator Michael Bennett. And you may remember him. He ran for president for the blink of an eye last time. And right now it was supposed to be a walk, but Joe O'Day, who is a Republican who admits that Joe Biden was elected president of the United States, no, he is not calling for a fresh election of 2020. He does not believe the election was stolen. And that, of course, doesn't make him a rhino. It makes him a mainstream Republican. He's doing very well. And again, right now, in terms of cash on hand, the Democrat Bennett has literally eight times as much as the Republican O'Day. But it's a race that was just moved by the Cook ratings people as a likely Republican, likely Democratic victory to a leaning Democratic. And it is a race that, with the right kind of funding, yes, Republicans could actually win. And every Senate race counts enormously. There's also, despite the fact that Rick Scott talks about the great candidates that we have, Blake Masters in Arizona is a problematic candidate right now, who is running behind. Problematic because of some of the statements he's made recently and in the past that are more than provocative. They're, well, dubious. But Christina Greer, speaking of dubious, who was an associate professor of political science at Fordham University, which, by the way, President Trump attended for a year before he moved over to University of Pennsylvania. But Christina Greer was talking about extreme GOP candidates and that becoming the number one issue. This is clip 11.
It's imperative that these Senate candidates and gubernatorial candidates and Joe Biden really contextualize why it is that we have to look forward. What is at stake? It's not just about inflation and economics and gas prices. It is about the soul of our democracy. I know, you know, my students get tired of hearing this, that every election is the most important election. But in this instance, it absolutely is. If we don't get 2022 correct, we don't get 2024 correct. Because, as Kevin McCarthy and the Lindsey Grahams have already said, if Republicans gain control of one or two parties' houses in Congress, you know, immediately impeachment proceedings start. Who are we impeaching and why? It doesn't matter. They've just said we're going to start impeachment proceedings.
Okay, that is a controversial item, and by the way, I think that that argument does not work on behalf of people who aren't already Republicans. And this election, and is very clear, as in most elections, will be decided by independents and people who may be undecided right now, not by diehard partisans. We will be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting increased funding for law enforcement.
My crime plan to help communities recruit, hire, and train nationwide more than 100,000 additional officers, accountable officers, for community policing.
Speaking in Pennsylvania for the first of three times this week, Biden going against some in his party who are looking to defund the police. Jackson, Mississippi's mayor says his city is constantly under a state of emergency, even before its water crisis.
I have said on multiple occasions that it's not a matter of if our system would fail, but a matter of when our system would fail.
Chokwe Lumumba saying he's grateful for the support from the state's much-needed resources. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg play old pals who want to reconnect for a birthday party, giving Hart some much-needed time off from his suburban family in Me Time, now streaming on Netflix.
You should go to Hart's party.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, brother.
This week isn't about me. It's about us.
Way to make the most of your Me Time, huh?
This is a gross, stupid, vomit-and-poop comedy that wastes the talents of its cast, including Regina Hall playing the long-suffering wife of Kevin Hart. An extended sequence about breaking into a home and ransacking it, complete with the murder of a giant tortoise, is supposed to demonstrate a rollicking good time, but will generate far more groans than laughs. Yes, of course, it's rated R for rancid more than raunchy. 1.5 stars for me. Me Time. Don't waste your time. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can. It's more frustrating for me. We will get this taken care of, I am sure, very soon. The point that I was trying to make when we were interrupted by the technical glitch has to do with Lindsey Graham, who got in a great deal of controversy for comments that he made suggesting that if the Justice Department goes ahead and offers any kind of indictment on President Trump, there will be riots in the street. He has since tried to clarify those remarks, and that's on clip number 12.
If there's a prosecution against President Trump based on mishandling classified information after what happened with Hillary Clinton, there will be frustration and I fear violence. I reject violence. I'm not calling for violence. Violence is not the answer.
Okay, violence, no, thank you. And the idea that he's not calling for violence is very important. But there's a perspective that is offered by Gerard Baker, one of the editors at the Wall Street Journal, and solid conservative, and generally a very supportive of President Trump. But he says, take the Mar-a-Lago raid. It can't possibly be the case that any law enforcement action against a former president is ipso facto evidence of an abuse of justice by his successor. If you believe that, you literally believe that a former president is above or at least beyond the law. Sure enough, as more facts emerge, the picture becomes more complex than those initial howls of outrage suggested. Perhaps a president can declassify whatever he wants, but do we really think it proper to have the sensitive information that results with serious continuing implications for national security residing among boxes of tchotchkes in a famously open and widely visited private residence? You can challenge the wisdom of using law enforcement to limit this risk, but the legitimacy? That was exactly the point that Alan Dershowitz was making on this show yesterday, was that basically they have enough evidence to justify some kind of indictment against Trump. As Dershowitz said, it's often said that a grand jury, once it's convened, can go ahead and indict a ham sandwich. It's easy to do it. But the question is prosecutorial discretion. Is this a good idea? Is this something that is worth doing? And I think that you can reasonably make the case that it isn't. However, the idea of the excitement over this is too much, and it is disproportionate. It is easy to mock the extremism of the routine language of our politicians and media, says Gerard Baker, in which every event is depicted as an existential threat or a civilization-saving opportunity. But the hyperbole not only fails to sift the daily political chaff from the wheat of genuinely significant events, it also further frays the bonds of trust that are the essential fabric of a functioning democracy. Our hyperactive political media classes conduct a kind of journalistic alchemy every day, converting the base metal of a set of scarcely known and selectively leaked half-facts into the fast-setting precious metal of truth. When more facts emerge, their fakery is exposed, leaving anyone who's trusted in the process vowing never to believe anything else. And yes, that is a problem in the country. Right now, the president gave his speech today, President Biden, on his Safer America program to combat crime, and it's about time, because crime is a huge problem in this country that is claiming more lives and more property destruction and just more disorder and chaos. But he also plans to deliver a primetime speech on Thursday night in front of Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which is where both the Declaration of Independence was drafted and signed, and the Constitution of the United States which actually occurred 11 years later, the Constitution of the United States was drafted and signed. And yes, it is very, very much worth remembering those documents. But his speech this week on prime time is going to be about how America's, quote, rights and freedoms are still under attack, returning to the core message of his 2020 campaign as Americans are getting ready to vote in the November midterm elections. He's going to be talking about the soul of America. But isn't that the same kind of thing where every single decision and every single minor election even represents somehow some kind of apocalyptic choice? Does it really? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, looking forward to Thursday's address at Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. Looking forward, well, it's who knows what the president is going to say. It's fairly predictable. He is delivering a speech, he says, about the battle for the soul of America. That was the way he began his campaign. You may remember when he first announced for president, Joe Biden had a few minutes of video that showed some of the video footage from what happened at Charlottesville, Virginia, and then talked about how we were losing the soul of America and he was going to restore the soul of America. The point about that is his opportunity to actually try to unify the country and to bring people a little bit more together is being tested. And he will not succeed in even making the Democrats more competitive in the election coming up unless he somehow finds a better way to avoid condemning anyone who voted for Donald Trump as some kind of a reprobate, as an insurrectionist, as an extremist, as a semi-fascist was a term that the president used. A White House official said Thursday's address at Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, he will be speaking right between where the Liberty Bell is displayed and where Independence Hall is located, where they drafted the Declaration and the Constitution. It would focus on, quote, the continued battle for the soul of the nation and show how the president sees the central argument of his 2020 candidacy remaining as salient as ever with the midterm elections coming into clear focus. The president, the White House says, will lay out how America's standing in the world and its democracy are at stake. Biden will highlight what he sees as progress over the last 2 years to protect our democracy, but note that rights and freedoms remain at risk. He will make clear who is fighting for those rights, fighting for those freedoms, and fighting for our democracy, the official said. Okay, the idea that this kind of address is going to go out in prime time and be carried, presumably, by many of the news outlets as a live event, there should be a Republican answer. And I don't know if they have demanded it. They should. And the answer should not be by someone named Trump. It should be by someone who is not running for president, maybe never has, maybe never will. But Tim Scott would be an ideal figure, because if there is one person who has shown that for a big national address like this, he can actually sound conciliatory, reasonable, and maybe help to bring these people together a little bit more, that would be a very useful and interesting exercise. The idea that focus on Trump is actually something that benefits anybody right now, I don't think it benefits President Trump's critics. I certainly don't think it benefits President Trump himself or his Republican allies. It's one of those points that Jarrod Baker made in the Wall Street Journal. He said, look at what has happened to the much discussed and very heavily publicized revival of the chances for Democrats. More that people have focused on this whole Mar-a-Lago issue, the better Biden has done in terms of his ranking in approval or in any polls of outcomes. And part of what people respond, I think, negatively to is just the hearing so frequently from the left about how this is a moral issue and that everything involving the Republican side of things is worthy of condemning. And this came up with comedian and actor Rob Schneider, who actually pinpointed the moment he knew that comedy, as he put it, was dead on SNL and in other late-night talk shows. It occurred after Hillary lost the 2016 election. And I remember this very well. And Kate McKinnon of SNL played the slightly mournful song Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen and didn't include anything like a joke at the end of the song. It was just all mourning because Hillary lost. Listen. Clip 9.
One of the things as I travel around this country and try to perform and, you know, not indoctrinate people like some comedy shows seem to be doing these days.
Not Saturday Night Live.
Well, I mean, I hate to crap on my own show. But when I saw when Hillary Clinton lost, which is understandable.
Yes.
Not exactly the most likable person in the room.
Right.
And then when Kate McKinnon went out there on Saturday Night Live from the cold opening and all, like, she started dressed as Hillary Clinton and she starts playing Hallelujah, and I said, I literally prayed that please have a joke at the end. Don't do this. Please don't go down there. And there was no joke at the end, and I went, It's over. This is not going to come back.
And it really is the end of...
It's gone. You can take the comedy routines, the comedy routines. You can take the comedic indoctrination process happening with each of the late night hosts, mm-hmm. and you can exchange them with each other. That's how you know this is not interesting anymore. Because it's not an independent voice anymore. It's all indoctrination by comedic imposition.
Look, do you think he's right? Of course he's right. And it is. And by the way, that doesn't mean that some of the people like Seth Meyers, who does a late night show, can be get funny lines in there. But the point of view is so clear and is so one-sided that isn't a laughing matter. There's another comedy out there that is misfired. A little bit, with some very big talent in it. Regina Hall, who's a wonderful actress, is the female star. The male stars who dominate the movie are Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg. And they play old pals who are reunited, not entirely for the good. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg play old pals who want to reconnect for a birthday party, giving Hart some much-needed time off from his suburban family in Me Time, now streaming on Netflix.
We should go to Hart's party.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, brother.
This week isn't about me. It's about us.
Way to make the most of your Me Time, huh?
This is a gross, stupid vomit and poop comedy that wastes the talents of its cast, including Regina Hall playing the long-suffering wife of Kevin Hart. An extended sequence about breaking into a home and ransacking it, complete with the murder of a giant tortoise, is supposed to demonstrate a rollicking good time, but will generate far more groans than laughs. Yes, of course, it's rated R for rancid more than raunchy. 1.5 stars for me time. Don't waste your time. I do think that is solid advice. By the way, there's a much more interesting film coming out with Regina Hall. It's coming out this week. We will review it. It is called Honk for Jesus, and that's Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown as a couple running a very successful mega church in Atlanta. We will get to that as the time comes. Also, tomorrow, we are going to be speaking to a woman named Louise Perry, who I don't know, but she is a writer based in London as a columnist at the New Statesman and writes features for the Daily Mail. And she has just written a new bestseller called The Case Against the Sexual Revolution. Her provocative piece, I'm 30, The Sexual Revolution Shackled My Generation, has gotten a lot of attention, and she will be speaking to us about why the reduction and erasure of sexual mores or traditions has not necessarily been a wonderful thing for everyone in the world. We will also be talking about the homeless crisis. There is a new coverage of San Francisco's homeless explosion, where they now say there are 8,000 homeless living on the streets of San Francisco. But the woke politicians do absolutely nothing as business owners threaten to withhold taxes. This is a serious matter with implications for Seattle, Los Angeles, and other cities, and not just on the West Coast. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. And then a new economic analysis that says the biggest problem for America is not the difference between rich and poor. It's the difference between poor and middle class, a difference that's been erased by various government programs that have misfired. We'll get to that and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.